Second parak of Nedarim Mishnah Beis. Korban loy oichaloch. We have different lashonis now that are not a Nedarim. So he says, Korban loy oichaloch. He's saying this is a korban that I will not eat from you. This is not, does not take effect. Why? Even though we said korban is a classic lashon of a neder, but it has to be that I'm answering the item. Here he's not saying this item is also. He's saying, I'm asking myself like a korban not to eat from you. So I'm asking the act, not the item, and therefore doesn't take effect. Korban she'oichel loch. He says, korban she'oichel loch. So the truth is, the way it's written, it sounds like that's a classic neder. Whatever I eat from you should be a korban. So the Gemara says that the gesher should be ho korban she'oichaloch, which means that he's making a shvua b'chaye ha'korban not to eat from you. So once again, a lashon of a shvua is, it says a shvua is ki'ilu being nishba b'chaye ha'melech, b'chaye ha'kodesh b'ochu. So if you say ho korban is also chaye ha'korban, and the life of the korban, I'm not going to eat from you, which is a lashon of a shvua. Loy korban loy ochaloch. If he says, what I don't eat from you, so also over here, the way it's written is not so poshut either. If he says, what I not eat from you should not be a korban, implies what I eat from you should be a korban, which is a whole discussion. And the Gemara also over here, the girsa is, la korban lo yochalot, which means, that lo korban. Yeah, so Abba Lamaisa, that's what's coming out here. That he said La Korban Lo Echaloch, which implies Lo Korban Lo Echaloch. Our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that holds that you can't just make inferences and Aser your neder. So over here, he basically said Lo Korban or La Korban, it shouldn't be a Korban what I don't eat from you. Which is an implication, what I do eat from you should be a Korban. Reb Meir holds that we don't say Mechal Heinata Shemei Alav. We don't automatically infer the opposite of what you're saying, and therefore that's not equivalent to speaking out the lashon of the neder, does not take effect. Therefore, it's also mutter. Shvua lo oichaloch, but if he says a shvua that I'm not going to eat from you, that's a good lashon, because we said before a shvua does not have to take effect on the item; it's on the act. So I'm saying a shvua that I will not eat from you, or shvua she'oichaloch, that whatever I eat from you should be that eating from you should be also with a shvua. That's also a lashon of a shvua. Lo yishvu lo yichaloch osa. Here is a chiddush, because we said before that the beginning of the Mishnah said we don't say mechal lavat shemei alav. In other words, here he's saying there should be no shvu on that which I don't eat from you, which implies that which I do eat from you should be a shvu. We said that by nedarim we said that that's not equivalent to saying what I eat from you should be a neder. So why is it so that now we're saying that is equivalent to saying that which I eat from you should be a shvua? So the answer is because there's a chiluk between a neder is considered an element of mamona because it's relating to the object itself, whereas a shvua is not relating to any object, it's relating to act, it's considered isura. And in respect to isura, Rabbi Meir is moida that we do say that if I say it in the opposite form, which implies, in other words, if I say there should be no shvua on what I don't eat from you, which implies that what you eat from you should be a shvua, that is equivalent to making a shvua. So once again, this implied lashon does not work for nedarim; it does work for shvuas, according to Rabbi Meir. Zeh choymer b'shvuas mi'ben nedarim. That these are the things that a shvua is mocham ben nedarim. The things we're about to list, ketzad. If he says that I'm making a iser on the sukkah that I should not make it, or lulav I shouldn't hold it, or tefillin I shouldn't put on, by nedarim this is also. Why is it also by nedarim? Because the neder takes effect on the item. When it comes time to use it for a mitzvah, I can't use it for a mitzvah. The shvuah is mutter, because in shvuah you're making a shvuah that I'm not going to use the sukkah that's against the mitzvah itself. You can't make a shvua against the mitzvah itself. Can I make a shvua to transgress the mitzvah?